CX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. After a declaration of martial law, South Korea's president now faces calls to resign. ABC's Juhi Cho with more from Seoul.
Already he's deeply unpopular. There are dozens of attempts to impeach him and his close aides, which the president refused in accordance to the Constitution. But this is just the beginning. We will likely see strong steps to drag him down from power. All this, ironically, triggered by himself.
President-elect Trump's choice for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth facing more scrutiny on Capitol Hill. Some Republican senators tell ABC News they are not inclined to vote in favor of his confirmation. More snow for parts of the Great Lakes, where they are still digging out from an earlier storm, cold temperatures and ice across some southern states. Deliberations resume today in New York City, where a former Marine is accused of putting a fellow passenger in a chokehold on the subway. That passenger died. Daniel Penny facing manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide charges. This is ABC News. Federal authorities looking into mysterious drones flying over central New Jersey. Details from ABC News senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky.
The FBI is now investigating multiple sightings of swarms of drones hovering menacingly overhead night after night for the last several weeks. The drones have been described as larger than what a hobbyist might fly. Some of the drones have been spotted close to a military installation and President-elect Trump's Bedminster Golf Club, where he frequently stays. The FAA says at the request of federal security partners, it is prohibiting drone flights over Picatinny Arsenal Military Base and Trump's golf course.
Officials say there's no immediate danger to the public. Hamas and Fatah are reportedly nearing an agreement on who will oversee Gaza after the war. Palestinian officials say an independent committee would administer the strip, effectively ending Hamas's rule there. Israel has ruled out any post-war Gaza for either Hamas or Fatah. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're in the Milwaukee area and looking for live holiday entertainment, run, don't walk, to see A Christmas Carol at the Pabst Theater. The Dickens classic is one of the most well-known Christmas stories ever and, as usual, is put on by the Milwaukee Rep. Because of a few harrowing moments, recommended ages are 6 and above, but word on the street is they aren't checking IDs. Tickets start as low as $15, and at those prices, you can't afford not to check it out. You might think being nominated for an Academy Award is a big deal. For most people, it would be, but not Samuel Jackson. Jackson was nominated in the Best Supporting Actor category for his role as Jules in Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction. Jackson told the AP that people barely remember who won, much less who didn't, when it comes to nominations. Jackson did, however, say it would be an honor to win, even though he hasn't had the pleasure yet. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clements with sports. Short turnaround. The Bucks host the Atlanta Hawks tonight. The Bucks coming off a 127-107 win over the Pistons last night in Detroit. Head coach Doc Rivers on their seventh win in a row.
The more we attack the paint, the more open shots we're going to get. Detroit is a help basketball team like every team is, and our guys just found the open man.
College Hoops, number 5th ranked Marquette is at Iowa State tonight. On Saturday, they'll host Wisconsin. The Badgers losing to Michigan, 67-64, their first loss of the season. Head coach Greg Gard.
Credit to Michigan. They banked on us not being able to bang in some threes and did a good job of gumming up the paint and made it hard in terms of that regard, and were able to get enough offense going to get past us.
NFL, the Packers Packers' Matt LaFleur asked if Jair Alexander will be able to play Thursday night against the Lions despite his knee injury.
We'll see. I mean, I have no idea. I'm not a doctor.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be cloudy and windy with areas of light snow today. We'll get to the low 30s by around noon, and then temperatures are going to drop quickly into the upper teens by early this evening. Tonight, clear and cold and windy. Wind chill factor below zero. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 24. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Maggie Dawn.
So how do we know that government's working? Maybe we should start with when it's not working. We're going to discuss some failures in local government next. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. A voice for medicine. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Are you yelling? Why are you yelling?
Well, I'm not yelling.
You were yelling.
Was I? I couldn't hear me
over the music.
Over the music wonderful loud. Theme song that we have. I just love that.
Do you?
Yeah.
Brings back memories, doesn't it?
It does. You know, sitting on the set of our cable access show.
Number one cable access show in the country.
Yes. Yes.
At the time,
we beat everybody. You know, we had guests.
Lots of guests.
Just they couldn't wait to get on the program. There were so many guests that wanted to take over our show.
Just take the time
because
slot
they could completely. Do it better.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, where are they now?
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Looks like they failed.
Yeah.
Because we gave up. You know, we got tired of it, right? We'd go down to the Laurel Tavern, you know, shoot back a few beers, and then we'd say, you know, that's it. We're done with this show.
Yeah, that was after the show. We should have done it the other way around. We should have gone to the Laurel first.
See, that's where we had
to get all liquored up and then go do the show.
We made a big mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we were young back then. We didn't know any better. Yeah. But you can still see those shows, right, on John's blog space, democurmudgeon.blogspot.com.
That's right. Yeah, all the shows are out there. Yeah, you can just check them out and sit there, watch, relax.
The problem with going to that site is most people don't know how to spell democurmudgeon.
I know.
And then they give up after two or three times.
I know. I did not want democurmudgeon, but...
it was the only thing left?
It was the only thing left out of all the choices that I had.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, anyway...
I misspelled curmudgeon. I always
you
said,
did.
I always said curmudgeon.
With a C-R.
Curmudgeon.
No, it's curmudgeon.
Yeah, it's curmudgeon.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know why anybody would have a difficult time spelling curmudgeon.
I don't know either. Yeah.
Well, what do you say, Sam?
Sam, what's your problem?
Looks like you're,
but
you're,
it feels like the moment has passed, but I was going to say crudmudgeon.
No.
Sometimes you can be a little
moment
bit
never
of a crud
passes.
Mudgeon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That moment never passes.
Yeah, well.
All right.
Well, it's 9 minutes past the hour. It's cloudy and not as cold this morning.
No.
Not
actually pretty nice.
But the winds are going to pick up later, and we could be in for some snow later on today.
Shouldn't have said anything.
Around lunchtime. But right now it's 25 degrees. Let's check out let's go to the one-armed bandit, the slot machine.
All right,
today. See what the afternoon high will be. 3 and 6. Oh, wait. 0, 3, 6.
There
okay.
you go. Perfect.
36 for an afternoon high.
Out.
And do we have the dice ready to check out the wind chill? Because we do have a wind chill index today. So let's get the bar dice and see what that would be. So right now, it's 25 degrees, but wind chill is 14. So bundle up, dress in layers, grab the coat, the scarf, the hat, the gloves, everything. Put just, everything on that you own.
I just want to mention, go out there. Everybody out there listening this morning, we're the only show in America still using wind chill.
So. We are? Prove us wrong.
We're a relic of ages past.
We're going to use the wind chill until we're done here. So
okay.
And when we're over, then the wind chill is over. And I don't want to see that day happen. Ever. So we'll have to live forever.
Right. You know, speaking of living forever, Pete Schwabo was on the air overnight, you know, and he was talking about ghosts again.
He was.
He had one of those guests, one of his regular ghosts.
Yep.
Talking about ghosts in southwest Wisconsin, around Dodgeville.
Yeah, and the Driftless area.
The Driftless area. Yeah. I didn't know that there were a lot of ghosts, apparently, sighted in that area.
Yeah, you tell the story about a big, burly guy in a bar that threw a kid into a fireplace in the bar.
Yes.
And he caught fire, and he ran outside into the snow, and his friend went out to get him, and then they froze to death.
Yeah.
They found him frozen. They were
in the snow, huddled together
for warmth. And
Way to go.
And then this guy, this burly guy, was, you know, a pariah in the community. And one night, similar snowstorm.
Yeah.
And he went out there, and he's walking. All of a sudden, he sees these images in the snow, in the snowstorm. And it's this kid burning. And his friend standing next to him. The next morning, they found him frozen in snow.
Isn't that sad?
And, you know, I thought to myself, well, who told that story? Who was there to see
that
happen?
Who was there to see that?
There's a little wrinkle in that story that doesn't make any sense. And I love ghost stories.
Yeah. It's a mystery.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love listening to those ghost stories.
That guy is wild, isn't he?
Yeah, I forget his name, but he's a regular guest.
He knows everything about Wisconsin. I swear he makes it up, but we should find out someday and maybe have him as a guest. I hate to steal anything from Pete.
Right.
I mean,
that
guy's a regular guest, and he's very, very good.
Yeah, he's very knowledgeable. Yep. Okay, let's get to the National Day calendar, because we have it, and we might as well use it.
Ah.
What?
Okay.
What?
You know, the National Day calendar may not continue
after this. What? What do you mean, after this? Yeah. This is the last one?
Look, if we can't what we want to do...
Well, let's not tip our hand yet.
It's the longest running feature on the show. How could we get rid of
it? Well, we maybe not... Well, we may just have it for a minute.
Gordy brought up a really good point yesterday, and that is that we're rerunning a lot of the...
Since we've been on for more than a year.
More than a year, we're just going over the old stuff again. Yeah. Not adding new days.
We've kicked this around for more than a year. And, there's no new day, so we're just rehashing what we did a year ago.
And we don't like to repeat anything.
Yeah, who knows? This could be the last day of it. Is it or is it not? Cabernet Franc Day? I don't know how to pronounce Cabernet Franc Day. Is that a wine? We'll find out.
I don't know.
Is it National Sock Day? Is it National Evergreen Day? National Package Protection Day? Or... National Cookie Day or National Dice Day? Which one of those days does not belong? Sam, I'll go to you first.
Cookie Day?
It's not wrong. You're wrong.
Man.
Get the buzzer.
I know what it is.
What is it?
It's not National Dice Day.
You're wrong as well.
What?
You got a double wrong day. It is National Dice Day.
We rolled the dice. It's got to be Dice Day.
Well, I thought that's why I made it up, because it's something we just did.
Often that is the case.
Doesn't work real hard.
It's not National Evergreen Day.
Oh,
just say
really?
That. Yeah.
Oh.
But I thought, Christmas trees and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Cabernet Franc. Are you up on wines, either of you?
Not all the different kinds of wine. I like Syrah, well,
Cab
what does
Franc.
It say?
It says this is a day to learn more about this kind of wine. It's an
You're
exquisite
not saying it
wine.
Right. It's a French thing, isn't
Maybe
it?
Maybe we can get Julian involved. Cabernet Franc.
The sea is not there.
It's not Cabernet Sauvignon.
No, it's not that one.
It's referred to as the father of that.
Mm.
This is because Cabernet Franc and Sauvignon Blanc forged together make Cabernet Sauvignon. Cabernet Franc is usually used as a blending grape in Bordeaux. The black grape is usually blended with Merlot, Petit Verdot, and Mal Blanc.
Okay, he's got
Mal Blanc. He did animated voices.
We've got the pronunciation ready.
Let's hear.
How to pronounce with the typical French pronunciation, Cabernet Franc. Cabernet Franc. So there's going to be two different ways to pronounce Cabernet Franc with the standard English or American pronunciation. Franc. And this is going to be Cabernet Franc.
That's what I said. You do
want to pronounce the C if you want to pronounce it with an English sounding pronunciation. Cabernet Franc, but the T at the end of Cabernet is still silent, Cabernet Franc. But for the typical French pronunciation, you do not want to pronounce the C at the end of Franc because it is silent in French, as many letters, last letters of words are just like the T of Cabernet. So for
all
the
right, that's enough. That's
so right.
So Cabernet Franc, no C at the end?
What the heck?
But if you're saying it French... There's two ways to pronounce it.
Franc.
Okay. It amazes me how he can make like a 2-minute video of how to pronounce a single word.
Franc.
Well, somebody's taking me to task on the text yesterday about my pronunciation of Mar-a-Lago. They say I say Mar-a-Largo, which I have said.
I think it's funny.
Julian has that correct pronunciation, too. So let's hear what that is. Do we have that?
I got to pull it up.
Well, that's what I'm tap dancing over here waiting for you to do that.
When are you going to bring your meeting?
Let me talk about something while he's getting that.
When are you going to bring your tap dancing shoes in?
Okay.
I want to see a performance.
I'll start doing that.
Something occurred to me, though. Why did the French put any kind of letter on the end if they're not going to say it?
Seems like a waste of time.
Yeah, it seems like a waste of letters, a lot of ink.
Okay.
You know, just skip the last letter.
Do you have Julian or no? That's all right. We can wait.
It's tough. This
is a longer video, and he goes into the history of the house itself, and I'm trying to find the actual pronunciation of it.
Okay. Well, we'll move on.
All right.
Let's check out National Sock Day. Do we need a day for socks?
We really don't.
Socks?
But...
Well, recognizes the rarest of lasting marriage of matched socks. When they find each other, wash after wash, dry after dry, it's time to celebrate. So today's a day to celebrate your matched socks, if you still have any. The founders of this celebration turned the tables on other sock holidays. Mm-hmm. There were other ones.
Yeah.
There's days like National No Sock Day. That's May 8th. And National Lost Sock Day, which is May 9th. So we salute the socks.
Yeah, I think they should have a mixed.
I can't wait till we get rid of the National Day calendar now myself.
Day. Don't you think?
A mixed sock? Okay.
Because I think we're going to have to go back to that. We're all going to be so poor because of the tariffs, we won't be able to afford anything, and we're going to lose at least one sock here or there. We should just have mixed socks. And that'll be the identifier for the poor and the mediocre.
Okay.
Okay.
Good idea.
All right, thank you.
Who did we have in here recently that had a sock drive going? That young lady
who was
genius. Anyway, National Package Protection Day. It's the day after the Wednesday of
Thanksgiving. I wasn't here for that interview.
Oh, that's right. You weren't, were you?
So she wanted to collect socks?
She did, and it's very successful. It's also National Dice Day and National Cookie Day. Have a cookie today on us.
Run out of time, thank God.
Yes. But we'll be back to open up the history books for today, December 4th, 2024.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
At Harbor Freight, our low prices make us the place for gifts that keep on giving. Because when you give the gift of quality tools, you're giving someone the ability to fix, restore, and build for years to come. And with savings like these, you can even get something for yourself. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Stop by and give yourself the gift of great prices.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As Democrats pick up the pieces from their loss to Donald Trump, One of the first major decisions the party will be making is to select the new chair of the Democratic National Committee. The race for that role now has a major Wisconsin connection. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is now officially running for DNC chair. One Democratic source I talked to characterized Wickler as a Goldilocks candidate for the role. He's liked by both centrists and progressives, big-dollar donors and grassroots organizers, and knows how important state parties around the country can be in a second Trump term. So, could he be just right for the role? The vote for DNC chair is scheduled for February 1st. A lot can happen between now and then. But whether or not Wickler wins in his bid for the role, it will certainly be a story to watch for Democratic politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Need a new mattress? Choose Furlo over the other leading brands and save big, really big. Because, hey, nobody ever slept better for paying thousands more for basically the same mattress. Plus, with Furlo Mattress, you also get our exclusive lifetime comfort guarantee. Good for as long as you own your mattress. Comfort to comfort, dollars to dollars. Compare Furlo to the others, and it's obvious. You get more bed for your buck. Wake up. Sleep better. Furlo.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
Good morning. It's Wednesday. A little bit later on, Mike McCabe will be here, as he is each and every Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk to him in our next hour.
It's hard to imagine we had 3 feet of snow and the snowblower guy got rid of all the snow on State Street.
What do you mean we had 3 feet of snow?
Oh, no, we didn't.
No, we didn't. Oh. We had a little dusting.
I thought, God, that guy is really efficient.
You were looking at video from out east, you know, Buffalo, New York. They that was hammered all those
or
lake
the snow
effects.
Off of Lake Michigan.
Lake effects.
I bet Milwaukee is just covered in snow.
No, no. It was blowing the other way across the lake. Okay. Milwaukee's fine. We could talk to our Milwaukee correspondent, Doug. He could let us know what the weather conditions are over there. It's time to open up the history book.
No, I left it open so we wouldn't have to do that.
Thank you left it open? God you did that, John.
Well, wait a minute. That's the best part of the whole thing.
Don't do that. I just pulled it out here. Oh. You did leave it open.
I did.
You left this other book open, not the history book.
What's the other book?
Well,
it's
a book of porn.
That's it.
the history of porn.
I know what you get up to after the show.
Great. Okay. Let's open up the old
history.
Here we go.
Oh, God.
Sam. Okay, buddy. You're going to be all right. There's an oxygen tank in there. Use it. Woo. That's why it's there. Woo. Just take a big.
Wow.
Gulp of oxygen.
Lucky we have a fan in the bank. Well, that's good.
I don't know how it just gets dusty in there every day, that little room that he's in.
I think somebody's trying to sabotage me.
Yeah, maybe. I would think so.
Well, what happened on this date or what?
Today.
What's going on?
I'm glad you asked, Gordy. Today, in 1918, Woodrow Wilson becomes the first sitting U.S. president, to travel to Europe.
He sat all the way? What do you mean, sitting?
Yeah. Well, it's a long trip. You don't want to be standing up the whole time.
Okay.
Had to take a boat across back then. I'm surprised it happened that late. I figured it would have happened earlier.
Yeah.
You guys probably remember this. Today, in 1964, about 15,000 students at UC Berkeley go on strike to support the free speech movement.
That's right. It was part of that.
I don't...
Still part of that.
1964? Really?
1964.
I still believe in it.
I actually don't remember that.
Yeah.
Okay.
14 years old for me.
Yeah, a couple days before, on January 2nd, there were a couple hundred students who staged a sit-in at like the university's head building to support this. And a ton of them got arrested when the university sent cops in. And a couple days later, they staged this large protest at the university to show support.
Okay.
I can understand why so many conservatives hate Berkeley so much. You know, that free speech movement.
Yeah, that's who wants free speech.
It gets under your skin, doesn't it?
Yeah. Who needs it, right?
Right.
Right, yeah, exactly. That's what I'm thinking.
Everybody just conform.
You got to be told what to do.
All right. Anything else?
Neither of you are Led Zeppelin fans, right?
Well,
big Zeppelin.
I liked the first two albums a lot, and then the third album started.
Well, by this time, they kind of dropped off. Today in 1980, Led Zeppelin disbanded.
Yeah. Well, that was a great day.
you were in radio by that time. Had to play them all the time, right?
I played them all. Sure. Their last album was really good. Yeah. It was kind of fun.
Yeah.
But, we played that an awful lot.
How many times do you have to hear Stairway to Heaven? I mean, that's what WIBA-FM, they were playing.
Why do people still like it?
The time.
Like, even I have gotten tired of hearing Stairway to Heaven.
Yes. I mean, it just got overplayed so much.
True.
Have you ever been in a music store when somebody picked up a guitar and started playing it?
Well, yeah, actually. No. There are lots of stories about people that work in music stores. There are songs that they won't allow people to play.
Right. Like it's a bit in Wayne's World that you're not allowed to play Stairway to Heaven.
Exactly. Yeah.
I did not know that. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Do they have a list
they
posted
do.
On the wall?
It's behind the counter somewhere.
Do not practice these songs in front of people.
That's one of them.
We have customers here.
Yeah. Ask somebody who works at Guitar Center.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
In fact, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it's over, you know, where Guitar Center is off of whatever that road is. I can never remember.
This is an interesting little thing. I did not know that they didn't want you to play certain songs. To show how great a guitarist you are.
There's a couple of others. Yeah. What's the Guns N' Roses song that has that riff at the beginning of it?
Oh, yeah. I hate that.
Yeah,
oh,
that
my
one.
God. Yeah,
that's
it's in a commercial. It's in a commercial.
I know it. Okay. Anything else for the hit? Any birthdays today? Nobody had a birthday?
I didn't find any important birthdays, no. One other thing I got on the list, what some people call the golden age of air travel comes to an end when, in 1991 today, Pan Am closes.
I did not know
That's so sad.
Yeah.
I don't take a plane very often.
Yeah, me either.
Neither do I, but I love flying.
Pan Am.
It's really fun.
Yeah. You ever been in a private plane?
No.
Really?
You think I got money?
How about an ultralight?
You think I know people that got money? Well, I guess I've been in Sophia's dad has a plane that he flies for fun. Like their house is right on a grass airstrip, and I've flown in his plane once.
Like a Cessna or something? Or is this an ultralight experimental airplane?
It's not an ultralight, no.
I've been in one of those a couple of times.
Yeah.
That's really fun. Yeah.
Where you're just like sitting out in the open?
Right. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Crazy.
Well,
crazy fun. But it was a two-person one.
It
was
a
pilot.
In the 60s, I used to fly Trans Love Airways.
Trans Love Airways?
Yep.
I don't know if I'll get
you there on time. Yeah.
Okay, where are you going with this?
Trans Love Airways.
I don't know where you... What is Trans Love Airways?
Never heard of that,
no,
right?
No.
It's out of a Donovan song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Could you be a little bit more vague?
I know.
Okay.
I know. But
we'll have to find that one.
It's really good.
Sam's efforting right now. Okay. Okay.
He's good. He's looking.
I was actually looking for that Guns N' Roses song that you hate hearing.
No, don't.
Yeah.
Was that the theme song for...
I don't know. It's on a commercial.
Who is the conservative talk show host? I thought he had it as his theme. Rush.
Rush Limbaugh?
Did he have that one?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No,
but
I don't think so.
Okay.
Anyway.
So, well...
We have to reclaim it.
Okay. We'll try to do that.
No, let's not ever do that.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress.
Trans Love Airways.
They're handcrafted. You can check them out at verlo.com or go to Madison's east side or west side. Sleep better and dream bigger on a Verlo Mattress tonight. 29 minutes past the hour. When we come back, Idiocracy on John and Gordy in the Morning.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm guessing a lot of Wisconsin farmers don't like what they're seeing in the marketplace today for prices. Will it get any better next year? I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, says that's a fair question. He's encouraging farmers to take a look at opportunities now because of the uncertainty that a new administration and a new calendar year could bring not only to our domestic markets, but the global economy.
Things for producers that really a focus on, obviously the market's got right in front of us, what's happening after we get inauguration and in the first 100 days of the Trump presidency, the tariffs, the chatter regarding tariffs is a daily thing in the news wires right now. I do think that's keeping the market somewhat subdued here, just waiting for what the reactions are going to be to that. It's not so much the implication of the new tariffs coming on board or the additional pressure in that trade side of things. It's going to be what's going to be the reaction from other countries.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. We do have another big World Ag Supply Demand report that he says could be a driver in the marketplace. That occurs next week. Markets in overnight electronic trade on a Wednesday morning. Well, corn and beans are lower. Wheat is not. I've got details next.
Did you know you can build a water and nutrient superhighway in your soil? You just need the Maximum Acre solution from Sound Agriculture. The easiest way to maximize your crop's access to nutrients all season long. How does it work? First, Source turns your soil into a nutrient factory, activating microbes that supply nitrogen, phosphorus, and micronutrients. Then Blueprint builds the delivery network. It provides a beneficial fungi called AMF, a powerful biological partner that plants rely on for macronutrients, micronutrients, and water. When used with Source, Blueprint expands the crop's reach beyond the roots, helping it access nutrients and water when they're needed most. For the Maximum Acre solution that leads to bigger, healthier, and more productive plants, source it with Blueprint. Talk to your dealer or visit sound.ag.
On Tuesday, the barrel cheese gained 4.5 cents to 165. 40-pound block cheese up 3.25 at 167. Double A butter, 2.75 cents stronger at 252.25. Now, in overnight electronic trade, we've got March corn unchanged at 432. January soybeans are down 6.5 at 985. The March wheat is up a penny at 548. July new crop up a penny, 563. Currently, the January Class 3 milk in Chicago that goes into cheese up 20 cents at 1884 a hundredweight. So a simple snapshot on where the numbers stand going into a Wednesday trade session. I'm PM Yankee.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cloudy and windy with areas of light snow today. We'll get to the low 30s by around noon, and then temperatures are going to drop quickly into the upper teens by early this evening. Tonight, clear and cold and windy. Wind chill factor below zero. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 24. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Peter Rapine, the managing editor of E-Bombs World.
Another dumb paid millions for a duct-taped banana. You don't get to take home the banana. You're just taking the concept of it.
They sold this for $6.2 million. The guy bought a banana for 35 cents and took a thing of duct tape and put it on a white wall.
It's art, baby.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's the one-year anniversary show with my first guest ever, Tune In With Me host Bill Leff. Also joining me are entertainment writer Chris Foran and Civic Media's own Joel Karnick.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Fly Trans Love Airways. Get you there on time. Fly Translove Airways. there on time.
Yeah, baby. It'll get you there on time. 92.7 WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning, and we're flying.
Oh, yeah.
We're flying a Trans Love Airways.
That's the way to go.
Man.
Fasten your seatbelt.
It was a wonderful time in the 60s.
Yeah. the 60s.
You know, I'd love to have been ahead. You know, a freak, you know, but I just couldn't do it.
Why? What do you mean you couldn't do it?
I didn't like drugs, and pot made me talk backwards. So
right, I remember a few times.
I had
times.
A few problems with that.
Yeah,
didn't work in radio real well.
Yeah. There are a couple of times I asked you a couple of questions while you were talking backwards, and it didn't make any sense at all. That didn't carry over.
I know.
Too long.
I was the guy in the Beatles song saying Paul is dead backwards.
That was you. God, the mystery's been solved.
There you go.
Is this guy
That's great.
You as well?
That's why I like that so much. Wow. How did he do that? Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, the talking backwards things. Yeah. The Beatles kind of went in that area with the song Rain. That was the first one.
Mm-hmm.
They used it a few more times. Yeah. Okay. So
but
what
they, but they act like, you know, it was a big surprise that people would interpret these things in the songs for some reason.
Right. There were secret messages.
Yes, all the time.
Yeah, so you would have to put your album on the turntable and try to run it backwards.
Which is tough to do.
Yeah, not good for your needle, not good for the stylus on the record
sometimes
player.
Sometimes it would actually scratch the record.
Yeah, it
because
screw
it was
up the
backwards.
Record, and you have to go buy another. It was actually a plot by the Beatles to sell more records, ruin the vinyl.
That's even deeper than I thought.
Yeah, it worked.
Yeah, it did.
A lot of
sold
money.
A lot of albums.
He sure did. He sure did. Okay. What do we got for Idiocracy today?
Oh, we got the intro, right?
Yeah. Here we go. Did it.
As the 21st century began, intelligence continued to decline until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
What an idiot! Oh, what a loser!
Now listen, Grapehead. I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
I'm going to try to make sense out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Some way, shape, or form. Well, you know, one of the dumbest things to come along now is the 40-year mortgage.
The 40-year mortgage?
The 40-year mortgage is 30-year.
I remember 30 years.
And having been a realtor at one time myself, we recommended, 15, 20-year mortgages
if you
can.
If you can handle the 15, yeah.
The longer you take, the lower the mortgage payment.
The monthly.
Per month.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing. But, I mean, going out to 40 years.
Seems like a long time.
The problem with the long mortgage is that you'd have to pay more in taxes. Or not taxes, in interest. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So let's go to the budget girl. I found her, and she had this interesting story. So let's check her out.
Home ownership, the house with the little white picket fence is supposedly the American dream. And the government is attempting to make it more accessible for millennials and Gen Z and generally people who have been effed by the economy to get in with 40-year mortgages. Mm-hmm. Would stretching out paying your home off over an additional decade help you be able to afford a house? Or is it just a way to get you to pay tens of thousands of dollars more and potentially die before you have a paid-off house?
Yeah, it's not a good thing. Yeah,
that's noise in the background.
she's getting notifications while she's doing her thing.
A 40-year mortgage.
Yeah, but they're trying to sell this, and I bring it up because we've got a Gen Zer in the other studio there, Sam.
Right.
Don't be sold on this, Sam. Whatever you do, do not buy a 40-year mortgage.
Oh, trust me, that's a terrible idea.
It's a terrible idea. You just nothing but interest.
We did have to take like a semester-long financial literacy class in high school, and they recommended 15-year mortgages if you can swing it.
Yeah, if you can swing it. Yeah.
Would the down payment be less with a 40-year? mortgage?
I don't know.
Anything else?
I don't know. The story about down payments nowadays.
Don't they?
It's pretty loose in the old days.
Remember, in the old days, they'd give you a payment book?
Yeah.
So a 40-year payment book, that would be a very...
It would...
You have a couple of binders.
It would gather a lot of dust, I would assume. But, you know... The thing is, you don't want to pay that much in interest.
No,
you want to pay off the
years.
Principal.
Good
you want
God.
To pay off the actual loan.
You might retire before you're done paying.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I took out a 15-year, and I swear to God, it's a 40-year. It's taking forever. I'm thinking, wait a minute. We must have like 5 or 6 years left, and we're at like $80,000 at this point.
Did you get a second mortgage? Or I mean,
No. This is the only one that we have, and we're hoping that it would pay off very quickly, but 15 years seems like 80.
So these are a thing. They've actually created these.
They're actually they're considering. I don't know if they have them out there, but 40-year, they're trying to sell it to Gen Zers so they can afford a home.
Now, Sam's shaking his head like, no way, not going
to
happen.
The problem with this is that mortgage rates are expected to be, and this is just expected to be because who knows what's going to happen under a Trump economy.
But nobody knows.
They're expecting it to be about 6% on average for the next 2 years, okay?
All right.
Now, if you have a 6% interest rate for a normal mortgage, I would assume a 30-year, and it might come down just a little, but not enough to make any real difference to go to a 40-year and pay all that interest eventually on, you know, on a home that you purchase. So you really don't want to do it. Just get as few years as possible, you know, 15 or 20.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
And hopefully you'll have a rich uncle or something like that to pay your down payment. That's what everybody's waiting for.
Exactly. That's the way to go.
My father-in-law actually signed as a co-signer on our mortgage, so we didn't have to come up with a down payment at all. And
really?
Yeah, back then, in those days, I don't know if you can still do that today, but we'll see. Oh, I've got a story. Oh, I got a story.
Which what? Oh, what?
Oh, my gosh. All right.
A mortgage story or something else?
I actually do have a mortgage story. I should have paired it up with this one. Duh. Okay.
All right.
Okay. I got it. I got it.
I see where you're going.
Yeah, you see it?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
4C.
Yeah, 4C.
Okay.
Yep.
Greenspan.
There it is.
Okay.
All right. Get this ready.
All right. We're dialing it up
right
now.
This is cut 24 eventually. Donald Trump is pursuing deregulation and privatization of the massive consequences of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Now, these are the two mortgage companies right now that package mortgages and then sell them safely so there's no risk. And Fannie and Freddie kind of let this thing go a little bit during the Great Recession that brought on the Great Recession.
And you know, Fannie and Freddie, they should have thought about this a little bit more, right?
Yeah.
Should have sat down together.
You would think, sure.
Who are they anyway?
Well, and by the way, what is the Great Recession? I know my mega friend in Milwaukee, I brought up the Great Recession to him, and he said, what? You mean the Great Depression? No, the Great Recession. You don't remember. Doesn't remember the Great Recession at all.
Not that long ago.
It's the collapse of what is called a free market. Bank bailouts. The federal government had to take control of Freddie and Fannie following the 2008 Great Recession due to speculation and bad mortgages.
Right.
Fannie and Freddie repackaged the existing mortgages in order to pursue and sell stable cash flow and allow loans to be issued affordably to people with low incomes. Okay, I mean, that's the whole point of Fannie and Freddie. Mm. But that's not going to happen under Trump. He, by the way, pursued this earlier. He did want to privatize Fannie and Freddie. Now, the government would have a windfall if they sold them to the private sector. Okay. That's true. Yeah. But at the same time, Fannie and Freddie are making a hell of a lot of money for the federal government anyway.
Yeah.
So keeping it in the government is the best way to do it. But, you know, Trump has his own thing. He tried to privatize it before. Now he's going to try and privatize it again. And I want to give you an example. If he does this again, we are probably in line to get another great recession.
Oh, okay.
All lined up and ready to go. And
thanks
and
for
this,
the heads up.
And Alan Greenspan, who was grilled in the House committee by Henry Waxman, Representative Henry Waxman grilled him on this thing because, you know, you could have saw this coming. We've been talking about the free market. You can't do it. You have to have regulations somehow. And Greenspan made some interesting comments about that. Let's listen to this cut.
Well, where do you think you made a mistake then?
I made a mistake in presuming that the self-interest of organizations, specifically banks and others, were such as that they were best capable of protecting their own shareholders.
The question I have for you is, you had an ideology, you had a belief that that free competitive, and this is your statement, I do have an ideology. My judgment is that free competitive markets are by far the unrivaled way to organize economies. We've tried regulation, none meaningfully worked. That was your quote. You had the authority to prevent irresponsible lending practices that led to the subprime mortgage crisis. You were advised to do so by many others. And now our whole economy is paying its price. You feel that your ideology pushed you to make decisions that you wish you had not made.
Well, remember that what an ideology is, it's a conceptual framework with the way people deal with reality. Everyone has one. You have to exist, you need an ideology. The question is whether it is accurate or not.
Right.
And what I'm saying to you is, yes, I found a flaw. I don't know how significant or permanent it is, but I've been very distressed by that fact. But if I may I just finish an answer to the question?
You found a flaw in the reality.
A flaw in the model that I perceive is the critical functioning structure that defines how the world works, so to speak.
In other words, you found that your view of the world, your ideology, was not right. It was not working.
It had precisely. No, that's precisely the reason I was shocked, because I've been going for 40 years or more with very considerable evidence that it was working exceptionally well.
And it did.
After almost two decades of public service, he realizes that the economic philosophy that he had pushed so hard, resisting regulation and derivatives, he realized that there were some fundamental flaws in that whole philosophy.
He screwed up, in other words. I mean, just say it, man.
I know. Please,
sorry.
Just say it. So in other words, Alan, you prying it right out of him, but, you know.
He's still around. He's 98 years old now, Alan Greenspan.
I got to say this, though, and this is odd. He managed to reverse his thinking. He did. Yeah. He rethought that.
Okay.
And, you know, he was right after all, but if they only had done something else.
Okay. Gosh darn it, yeah.
You know, reporter Matt Taibbi worked for Rolling Stone at one time, and I was a little crazy. He wrote this, Ayn Rand, Greenspan, and others formed the Collective, which had an enormous impact on American culture by birthing a crackpot anti-theology dedicated to legitimizing self-interest, a grotesquerie called objectivism in the 50s and 60s.
Grotesquerie.
Yeah, a nice name.
I've never heard that word.
I love that word.
Is that a real word, or did you just make that up?
Should we ask
Julian? It's a word now. We can make it a word if we wanted to.
We could, yeah.
Grotesquerie.
Yeah,
I know.
It's great stuff. Tidy.
Yeah, I like it.
Always very creative.
Okay. It's good stuff.
But isn't that great? I mean, we've got that cut. And, you know, in Act 10... was reversed. I've got a great clip of Walker admitting that it didn't really save any money, which is Republicans, by the way, are still claiming it did.
We're going to get to that, and also daylight saving time. We're going to have a little discussion about that, too.
Yes.
6:49, John and Gordy in the morning, continuing in just a moment.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, saying he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports. It drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Get up, Grandpa. Don't you know it's daylight saving time?
Yeah, I know it. I don't know who in the world ever got it up. It don't do nobody a bit of good. For years and years, folks got along with an old grandfather's clock. Or just a common old sundial sitting out on a rock.
I like that.
Then the dollar watch, it had its day, and the wristwatch, it was fine. Then along came a man that ruined us all with daylight saving time. I'm a-hunting that man who first thought up daylight saving time. Until he moved the clocks around, everything was going fine. But I guess he's here and won't come out. He knows he's out of line. I get up late, have to wait, can't keep it straight. Who did he hate? I mean the man that first thought of daylight saving time.
That's really, that's something else, man.
6:52. You're checking your chronometer right now, and it's cold out there, 25 degrees, wind chill 14, highs in the mid-30s, maybe some snow a little bit later.
That's not from Hee-Haw, is it?
Yeah, it is. Is
that,
well,
right,
that's Grandpa Jones.
It's Grandpa Jones, but yeah, I don't know if it's from the show.
That is a really timely song.
Timely.
Well, we have a story here. Elon Musk. Apparently inspired by an online poll. This is how we're coming up with policy nowadays.
Something he saw on online.
Online poll. Yeah. And now he's on board with ending daylight saving time. Now, they're saying it two different ways here. Ending daylight saving time or permanent daylight saving time. I'm not sure how to... fine-tune that one.
Which is it?
It's both.
Okay.
It's an idea that lawmakers on both sides of the aisle, you know, Democrats fall into line as they always do. Okay. But anyway, a little history on this. This is not a good idea, actually. And I was kind of for this myself. Why do this? I have wall clock. I have a lot of clocks. I used to collect clocks.
Right.
So, but now I'm not on board. Because the history told me otherwise.
They've tried to get rid of it before.
It failed horribly. January 1974, billed as a national experiment that might save energy, but the experiment quickly went off the rails. The sun didn't rise until late in the morning.
Right.
And children who had to leave for school left in the dark were injured and killed by drivers because of that. One senator said just a few weeks later, after this went into effect, it's time to recognize that we may have made a mistake.
Yeah.
Support for permanent daylight saving time fell from 79% to 42% in 3 months, going back to that failed policy.
Yeah, you know,
Musk, Ramaswamy, and Trump want to go back to a time that failed.
Yeah.
I guess it's not going to happen. Making America fail again.
I think farmers generally like daylight saving time.
Yeah.
Sam, you grew up on a farm, didn't you? Or near farmers?
No.
you were near farmers.
I had some neighbors who were animal farmers. They didn't work with crops at all, but
I don't know.
Hey, Joe's on the line.
Let's go to that.
Why don't I take your call right now?
Yeah, 608-879-8255 is our number, 879-TALK, or you can text us via the Civic Media app. Good morning, Joe.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, are you guys? Great show as always. I was interested in returning to the issue of our DOD nominee, Mr. Peter Hegseth.
Oh, yeah.
Who, of course, was in the news earlier with the article from Jane Meyer in The New Yorker that detailed some of his hijinks while quite inebriated and with his veterans group. So he was hoping to hop on stages and dance with the strip club people, that sort of thing.
Yes.
And in that article, they had that lovely line from Senator Blumenthal, who's on the Senate Armed Services Committee, who said, and we'll return to this line because it sort of sets out the week, much as we might be sympathetic to people with continuing alcohol problems, they shouldn't be at the top of a national security state. It's dangerous.
Yes.
So another article has come out about Mr. Hegseth in reference to his duties at Fox News. And this is at NBC. You can check it out, NBCNews.com. They've got an article about during his time at NBC News, the drinking remained a concern up until his time to choose to run at the Pentagon, at which time he left Fox. But they found 10 people who spoke to the fact that this guy would routinely show up to work smelling of alcohol and talking about how he was hungover and understanding that his job that he showed up drunk at started at 6 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
Because it was a weekend job. It was a weekend job. And one of the people came up with another great line that we should return to. This former Fox employee said he should not be Secretary of Defense. And then they said, for the sake of national security, I really hope he stopped drinking.
Let's hope.
Yes.
So I think we should return to your line, which we're overarching that we shall have for the time ahead of us, which is, let's wait and see.
Exactly. Wait and see what happens.
Boy.
Oh, thank you, Joe.
Thanks.
Appreciate that.
Thanks for that comment.
Let's go to Mark. Let's see what Mark has to say.
Yeah, we'll get to Mark. It reminds me of my days in TV news. But yeah,
don't have a lot of time, Mark. What do you got?
Yeah, we got a minute here.
Yeah, well, Alan Greenspan, of course, was a big fan of Ayn Rand. Apparently, she influences his thinking. That's the whole objectivist thing as well.
Yep.
And let's remember, Ayn Rand despised democracy. She called democracy a form of collectivism which denies individual rights. The majority can do whatever it wants with no restrictions in principle. The democratic government is all-powerful. Democracy is a totalitarian manifestation. It is not a form of freedom.
Oh, man.
And she also penned, if people place things such as friendship, family ties above their own productive work, yes, then they are immoral. Friendship, family life, and human relationships are not primary to a man's life. A man who places others first above his own creative work is an emotional parasite. So that's the whole objectivist movement in a nutshell.
And you can always watch Ayn Rand on YouTube.
Great interviews,
and she is an unusual person.
Mark, thanks for your call. We got to move along. Mike McCabe coming up in our next hour here on John and Gordy in the Morning.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as our old friend Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson, Senior Advisor at the Lincoln Project, join us. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Happy holidays, happy holidays, happy holidays.
Hi.
Hi, Judy Summers again. Looking for that perfect tree? Check our website at summerschristmastreefarm.com. Happy holidays from the Summers family.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.